I wonder how many years he'd waited. I wonder how many years he had waited, pacing and praying, wondering and waiting, looking and longing. I wonder how many years he had waited. Simeon had a hope. Simeon had a hope, and there is no hope without waiting. When hope's a reality, well, their promises delivered, its expectations fulfilled, its news delivered, but hopes involve waiting. There is no hope without waiting. And oh, he had waited. He had waited. Verse 25, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. How long had he waited? Waiting with hope that God would deliver his nation, deliver the nation of Israel from the Romans, their oppressors. Longing and waiting for his nation to be restored to their former glory. He had big hopes. They were a people downtrodden and oppressed, living under the Roman boot. And he had big hopes that his nation might be free, that God would actually come to the rescue and liberate them, set them free. Could he really have hoped for that? Could he really have hoped for that in the face of the Roman military might? He saw the state they were in, subjugated, oppressed, living a shadow life in the land that God had given them. I imagine every day as he walked through that temple with one eye seeing the sorry state of the nation, the sorry state they were in, and with another eye seeing the promise, the hope of consolation at the hand of God. He had a hope. And he had a hope because the Holy Spirit had promised him. The Holy Spirit had made a promise that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah, a deliverer, a king, a savior for his people, one who would come and set his people free. What would he be like? When would he come? What kind of hero would be able to come and deliver his people from captivity? Well, that same Spirit that promised him now prompted Simeon to go into the temple. Mary and Joseph bring the newborn baby Jesus into the temple to do for him as the law required. And it's revealed to Simeon that this baby boy is the promised Messiah, the promised deliverer. This is the Savior. And as he looks down and holds him in his arms, praise wells up inside him. Verse 29, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. He holds in his arms and looks down into the eyes of all of his hopes. He looks into the eyes of the Savior that God has promised. This is the moment. As high as his hopes were before Jesus arrived, they weren't big enough. They weren't big enough because his hopes were for the nation of Israel. Consolation for this people. Consolation for this nation. But God's fulfillment was so much bigger. Think of all the promises that had been made. Think back to Isaiah. Those words written hundreds of years before Jesus' birth. In Isaiah 9, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. A promised king who will sit on David's throne and rule with justice. But those hopes weren't big enough. Isaiah 11, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. But he goes on. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Simeon had hopes for his nation, but his hopes were not big enough, because God's fulfillment was so much bigger. This is Jesus the Savior. This is God's salvation, but not just for Israel. This is the Savior for the whole world. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. This Savior shows God's love for the entire world. Every nation, every tribe, every tongue. This is God's salvation for the world. God's promise to rescue and redeem. Not one nation out of political slavery, but all nations out of the slavery to sin. A bigger, a grander, a holier hope that is for all people from every tribe and every tongue and every nation. That is the hope that transcends the nationalistic and parochial hopes that we cling to, all the little grand dreams that we hold to, and it transcends them all. It's what one of our carols says. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. My prayer for us this Christmas is that we would have greater hopes. Greater hopes. So many of us only have hopes for our external desires. We only feel the needs that go skin deep, and it consumes us. For Simeon, he had higher hopes, hopes for his whole nation, because he felt the needs of his people. But in Jesus, we have one who fulfills the hopes and fears of all the years. He meets the need at the very deepest roots of humanity. No less than God offering salvation to the world. As the carol prays, O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Let's pray. Oh, we too have hopes. We too have hopes for our lives, for our families, for our nation, for our world. And you come in, entering into our world as a little baby born in a stable, laid in a manger. A little baby boy presented in the temple like every other little boy. But you are the salvation for the world. And our greatest need for restoration and redemption and salvation and forgiveness and life with our God, all of that is found in you. And all the hopes and all the fears everything, Lord, is met in you. And I pray, Lord, this Christmas, that you would enter in. That you would raise our eyes and raise our hopes and help us again to see salvation in the face of Christ. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.